sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Cassidy Tire and Service.
2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai, because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Another head-scratcher for the Bulls yesterday as they played with little or no energy, losing to Miami. And speaking of head-scratching, how about 16-6 on the road, but just 13-11 at home? Any explanations for that, Taj Gibson?
It's a number of things. Tend to get too lax at home. We got to have the right kind of energy.
Well, maybe they'll have that right kind of energy as they open up a six-game road trip at Golden State starting tomorrow. And one guy who always has energy is Adam Eaton of the White Sox, who is constantly in motion. And he was again at White Sox Fest over the weekend. And Eaton made a point of passing on some big-time kudos to general manager Rick Hahn for all the team's recent acquisitions.
I just talked to Rick briefly, but really, again, thanked him for the work he's put in. And you know, when you have a checklist going into the offseason, you know, with my previous, years in the big leagues, you usually have a checklist and you mark one or two off, but when you can mark everything off to a certain extent, it's thrilling for the players, because you know, you see the front office making an effort to put a good, you know, a great product out on the field, and you know, for me to even be part of it, I'm very blessed and very excited, and I think everyone's excited for it.
Yes, they are. So many people here in the Chicagoland area. Come on out to Bottoms Up in Lansing for the Super Doubleheader live broadcast that's coming up on Friday. Join the Score Bars, Boars, and Bernstein from 1 to 6 in the afternoon, and Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10 at night. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original light can, it's Miller time. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, David Schuster, for your attendance. Nice of you to show up. Your updates and your insight and Bulls information. We appreciate that. Pat Hughes was on the show. You just heard him. That was fun. Jim Miller on the show earlier. Believes Bill Belichick and Tom Brady thoroughly and completely.
What?
Yeah. Joe Cowley was on the show earlier today.
Cowley. I do too.
He's awesome.
I believe him too.
Love Cowley.
Oh, man. Cowley. Not happy that word had gotten out about him being yelled at by John Paxson in the hallway, but there it was. And that didn't come from the man, as he said, with the George Hamilton tan. That did not come from that guy. Fergie Jenkins on the show today, an impromptu visit as well with Dan Durkin as he was here in the hallway and we said, come on in. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris, who has won the Furious Five, Adam's musical choice, revealed tomorrow at 10:20. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our intern is Brian Burns. Thank you. This segment of The Score is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call one.
It's like an award show.
Wow. Pull it right out of the bucket.
Call one. And the winner for the segment sponsorship is? Call 1-877. Cars for Kids.
And somewhere Northwestern basketball crumples their acceptance speech.
Yeah. Cars for Kids is going to forget to thank their wife. It's going to be just ugly stuff. Speaking of ugly stuff, hey, it's Boers and Bernstein.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
A lot of stuff over the weekend. The Bulls thing is just great. I think the fact that it's Cowley makes it perfect. That he's, you got Van Gundy yelling at people.
Who
the
is
Bulls
he
yelling
about? Who Van Gundy is talking about Sheridan, but who's he talking about locally? Or is he just bloviating? Because who are the fringe media that have Paxson's back?
I don't know what he describes as fringe media.
I don't either.
I didn't really get Schuster. I also don't get the what he means by undermining. Because if he means the idea of using close sources to float stories, that's what he was doing at that very moment.
that's true.
Right?
I think he means this idea that the players might have tuned him out. We heard this from who? Sheridan? Anybody else? Nobody here reported that kind of thing, really?
No, the other stuff about this is they have a history of undermining people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where he loses you. So I was just staying local for, or just staying in the moment for a minute, like this idea of Thibs as a grinder, as a minutes guy, that's everywhere. That's everywhere. That's not really deniable.
It's true.
And Joe Cowley said it was in NBA 2K.
That Steve Kerr mentioned it in
Kerr
NBA
mentioned,
2K.
Yeah.
You know, I hear the guy who did this has been a longtime Bulls hater.
That's for
going
sure.
Going back to Phil Jackson, hated Phil Jackson. He's the one big chief triangle.
On your show.
Hated Michael. Yeah. Hated Michael. Thought he was a phony.
Called him a con man, right?
Yeah. So I really, you know, when he starts like that, I mean, I know that the Booyahs suspend some people for having opinions, but those opinions were not valid in any way, shape, or form. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he really
like,
doesn't. He doesn't. I mean, I think that there are certain people who would have a pretty good idea what they're talking about with the Bulls. He doesn't.
Well, the fact,
not true.
The fact is, there is tension between this coach and management. On some perfectly well-functioning teams, there exists a simmering tension that can be overcome. And it's just a fact of life that you do have differing agendas and differing thoughts on things, which you let people do what they're supposed to do, ideally. And we know Paxson has a history of antagonism towards coaches. Even getting physical.
Pulled on Vinny's tie.
Yeah.
Right? He should have thrown him off a bridge. I disagree.
See, the undermining I don't understand because I think they've done a remarkable job finding talent for this guy. That at every turn, whether it's been free agency or the draft, and a lot
really
of it is
nice
Thibs
job.
Making players look pretty good and helping to develop players. But outside the Spurs, and maybe even including the Spurs, who's done a better job at using all the avenues available to them to continue to find a pipeline of NBA talent?
Well, let's think about trades to empower you and fill your roster out as you approach a deadline. I mean, like, they need to do something this year, don't they?
Does Dunleavy prove something that you've got a hole there if that guy
Who's your backup
healthy?
Three? Yeah, who's your backup three?
Jimmy's been terrible.
And McDermott's not going to be the guy. McDermott's definitely not going to be the guy.
Well,
apparently, he's just a cardboard cutout.
He doesn't. Well, for now. I mean, I wish you could redshirt him.
I think he is.
You know what I mean? Well, just say, okay, we're going to redshirt you. We'll take your roster spot, fill it with somebody else.
But the bearded dude can't play either.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody behind Dunleavy has issues at the three. That means I think you need another wing you don't have somebody to trust.
And now we were talking about it before that you're benching Noah late because you've got a real defensive problem with two fives on the floor.
Yes, you
if
do.
You if you have a stretch four out there, what it does is it takes Noah away from the basket and he can't challenge shots if he's standing in a corner with a true stretch four. So you get now Noah's all pissed off because you got to bench him and have Taj out there. So you're going to burn him out again before the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you might need to bench Powell more in the fourth. If you can survive without his offense, as good as he is, he's so easy to attack defensively these days.
Oh my God!
He had balls on his head all day yesterday.
My God.
Just
I never heard of that dude.
Yeah, I had.
I know, never heard of him.
I've heard of him now.
No kidding. I think everybody has.
I did. You know who he was beforehand?
No, but he must have dominated that local Y he was working out in Charlotte.
What if he hope didn't? He did. I want to know who else played there.
Wait a minute. So he came out. He came to. He was working out. Playing at a Y.
Yeah. That's what he said. He's playing at a local Y. Yeah. Couldn't get anybody to return his call.
The D League guy playing, and then he's playing at what? He and
played in Europe a little while.
Yeah. His timing is exquisite. His timing on those
National
blocks
television
is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant big picture timing. The fact that noon game on Sunday.
True. But I mean, just how he when he blocked. That's a block shot. That's not a foul. I mean, he is so good. Yeah. I mean, it is perfect. And I mean, it just turned out that way.
I know.
He's a scrappy
guy.
Made me.
I was looking up all-time record. I didn't know it was Elmore Smith in 1973 with 17.
I've read all his books.
That's Elmore Leonard, but thank you.
He only had 14 blocks.
Or L. Ron Hubbard. I forget which one it is.
I certainly wouldn't miss any of that.
Well, you know, it's... Hassan Whiteside. So he was basically sitting on Scott Podsednik's old couch. He's one of those couch guys. Usually that's where Bears find quarterbacks. The Bears find quarterbacks.
Josh McCown was in Charlotte as well. That's where you go to find old athletes. You need to bring back
the White Sox find managers that way too. They just find guys who are raking an infield somewhere. Did you hear Robin? Anybody happen to hear Robin yesterday with Barry Rosner and Bruce Levine?
I didn't hear him.
He was so freaking funny.
Lights up a room.
Ventura.
He lights up a room. That's right.
Everybody talks about that he has this dry sense of humor. Yeah. And it just doesn't happen on the radio too often. But there was, maybe it was just being in person. But he's giving Levine crap. He's like, see, this is why I don't tell you anything at 4 o'clock. When you come to talk to me, I don't want to tell you anything. Just ripping Rosner and Levine the whole time. Very funny.
He's comfortable now, I think.
Yeah, well, he should be. Good for him.
Rick Hahn was great all weekend. And that guy, I mean, it was, you talk about transparency. I mean, whether it's media or fans, there is no good question that goes unanswered with a thoughtful answer. And he's got nothing to hide. He's telling everybody everything.
Sure. He's excited to show off what he's done.
I think that's exactly what he has to do.
Yep.
He's got no shot if he doesn't. If he's like, you know, hiding or not, he wants to do an interview every so often. Not in this town. You better be front and center with this if you want to get any attention. I don't know if he's getting any now. I mean, I'm not sure. When it all sounds good, and then the season starts, there's nobody there.
No, I just think he's also comfortable in his job. And
yes, did a nice job.
He's really so good.
Yeah.
That is the most educated general manager in sports.
Who, Hahn?
Yeah. Think about it. University of Michigan degree.
Oh, okay.
Law degree from Harvard.
I thought you meant at what he needs to do for his job.
Law degree from Harvard and an MBA from Northwestern.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was going to say, like, you
can. Yeah, I was just looking him up on Wikipedia.
You know, more
right
than Theo and more than Google. Jed and more. Wow. That's. You're talking about prep and, you know, having worked as a lawyer and all that, that it puts all these other guys, even all the other Ivy Leaguers, to shame.
But does that translate to baseball?
No clue.
Yeah. But he's a smart man. We know that.
Yeah. He's smart enough to know what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And his smarts are going to be tested.
Oh, yeah.
So far, so good this offseason, though.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. And seeing just thinking how long it's been since 05. It doesn't feel like 10 years.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Oh, to me it does.
It does to me, too.
Oh, it really does. I feel like that organization's been through a lot.
It's weird, not for me, because it coincides with my kid being 10. this year. And that
you've had the same gig
in a blink.
You've had the same gig,
correct? I mean,
it's the same gig in the same, not the same time slot, but essentially the same I've been hell, man.
That's right. You've led a couple different lives in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost a wife. I went west. I came back. I picked up a new wife. I added a short person. I mean, I got a dog die. There's been a lot of stuff going on in 10 years. So maybe it's all
and
relative.
Pat Manley.
lost a partner.
Lost that.
I had sweet radio sex with like 15. Different people last year.
Yeah, you did.
In a small amount of time too.
And I settled on a regular.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Feels like a blur to me. Like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I've had absolutely nothing happen in the last 10 years. Right?
Oh yeah, right.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing of consequence. No.
Nothing except all my grandkids. Oh, for the love of God.
We were bringing up like Super Bowl memories for me, which was 2006. That seems like it was yesterday, but there's a lot of things I can't remember. I can't remember the day we flew in. Were we the team that flew in on Sunday or Monday?
You remember?
But I have memories of being down there, but I don't have them slotted for certain.
And you weren't drinking heavily either.
I wasn't. No,
you didn't fall down the stairs.
I just can't remember,
right?
I remember Wednesday till the game day, because that was when it just you got right back into game mode. And I remember the fun stuff on Monday and Tuesday, but the Wednesday on is when I remember pretty much down the detail of what we did.
But we started a bit today. We're like, all right, today in Super Bowl week for Pat Manley, what were you doing on the Monday? And he told us today that the offensive line, you guys rented out a portion of the Versace mansion in Miami.
And had O-line dinner there. It was nice. Outstanding. So we stayed there for hours and had a couple cocktails. And we'd all decided and talked about before we went down there, when are you going to stop enjoying the Super Bowl? When is it game time? And we kind of came down to Monday night. That's the last night. You know, Tuesday you can go out.
Different rules for special teams on that?
No, yes, there is. But I was thinking it was kind of a team rule that we all just kind of discussed.
And then they killed Gianni Versace, stole a car, drove to Chicago, killed somebody else, stole another car.
Andrew Cunanan?
Yeah, left him on the steps.
So, but does the Versace mansion have its own kitchen, or do you cater in food?
I think they had their own kitchen. Because we sat outside by one of their pools there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. And then maybe it was catered. I don't know.
I just wonder. I didn't know that.
I think it was their own kitchen. I think you can do that.
Nice.
But it was a nice night. That was a fun night. I think
Was there a curfew at any point during the week?
I believe that started on Wednesday night.
And what time was the curfew?
We're not there yet.
It was 11.
You're ruining the segment on Wednesday.
Blow the bit. Come on.
No, I'm just wondering if you had.
Definitely was.
Lovey said, "Hey, it might be 11 o'clock, and you're here."
We don't have a name or an open for the bit, but you know, it's very, very important.
Okay,
and I love the fact that show. Every day that goes by, the Broncos coaching staff is rebuilt here in Chicago. They're undoing it, and they're rebuilding it here, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, look at all the experience these guys have.
It's a real football staff.
That's just when you go down to game planning as a player and your coach is walking in and saying, well, this coach did this 4 years ago against us in this situation. And it just sits back in the back of your mind during a game. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, he talked about that. And then if it happens, you can react faster.
And didn't they try to get Dowell Loggins?
With Lovey. Yep. To try to get Dowell Loggins and Jim Messina. I think they tried to get both those guys.
I thought Phil Emery wanted to interview him before he hired Trestman.
Well, even though they ain't got money, they're in love with Cutler, honey.
This is not going to end well.
It hasn't started well. So why should it end well? Pat, you missed some fireworks here in the transition segment last week.
I heard.
Pat.
Twitter was going nuts.
Yeah,
I know. I like to say that.
Yeah, and I texted you because I didn't want you to think that I was giving up information when I said that that you wanted to pop Burnsy. That wasn't a misrepresentation.
No, I got a little fired up.
Who doesn't?
I know. Yeah. I got a little fired up when I heard it, but that's okay.
But there was the tensing in the upper half of the.
The torso?
Don't let anything stop you.
He's at the. He also has to take a.
You have one more time.
Run his chances down to about one. And then do it. I mean, there's no rule here against that.
We're right here.
It would do it.
Be the first time.
But no. we don't video stream, though, so that'd be a lost opportunity.
You know, somebody pull out their cell phone.
That'd be a great charity fundraising opportunity for me, actually. Yeah, think about it.
You and Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, we're getting a ring. It'd be perfect.
Birdsy in a dunk tank? Just throw you in a dunk tank? That. Have you?
But it's got to be acid, though. Not water.
Feces. I think feces.
Feces? Okay, we can go.
Wow.
We'll go halfway between.
Wow.
Yeah, now we're getting a little to the point where I probably don't want to do it.
Man, oh man.
Dunk tank full of feces, which is a hell of an album, by the way.
Wow. Man. Do you guys do any Ernie stuff? Are there no Ernie, like real Ernie memories?
We talked to Hughes, which was really Pat Hughes, which was really nice, and actually talked to Hub because Hub was a fan of a certain age. You know, I mean, that's the part that I kept thinking about. Terry, I don't know what.
You don't know where it came from?
What's that?
That's what people always say. I don't know where the hell you came from.
No.
I wasn't sure.
But your relationship to in Ernie the Player, like how old you were when his importance hit you or his greatness hit you?
13, 14, when I began to notice. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan when I was a little kid, but I knew he was, sure. I mean, I am of that age. I just mentioned the age. I am of that age. But see, by the time I began newspaper business, he was retired.
Yeah.
When did he retire?
71?
71, I want to say.
71.
Yeah.
That was his last game.
Yeah. So I never saw him play, and I mean, I've spoken with him, but when I'm growing up a White Sox fan, it's not really part of your culture. You know, it's not about that or the let's play two or anything.
No,
he's always a nice guy when you said hello to him.
Yeah, no, I had to wait and read a lot. I ended up reading a lot this weekend and sort of figuring out what he meant to different people. Said,
I remembered the stories because Billy Williams told it, and then Pat Hughes told the Jack Sanford stuff where Jack Sanford could not stop hitting him. He just got mad because Ernie kept hitting home runs and doing stuff off of him. And Billy told the same story, but not quite as well as Pat Hughes did, that he hit him about five or six times. That was his answer. I'm done with you doing this. So, because Jack Sanford was a big-ass, mean dude from Frisco. He's a Frisco pitcher. And he had that reputation as kind of a hard-ass. Not like the Bob Gibson hard-ass where he'd take you out and kill you. Not that guy.
Drysdale?
Yeah, but he would hit you. He just kept hitting him. Oh, Drysdale, too. Absolutely would hit you. No doubt. But I don't think he had anything going on with Ernie. But the only guy, and that's absolutely right, the only one I remember ever doing that was Jack Sanford.
Well, how did it end? Was there any detail?
Well, he put a bounty on him. He came in the dugout and told him he'd give him $100. Told the pitcher to give him $100 to hit him. And what did Sano say? I'll do it now for
I don't need a baseball.
For a beer. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even need to throw it.
Yeah, he was. That was the only guy in his entire, think about this entire career, Hall of Fame career. And Gibson and Koufax and Drysdale and Marischal and all these guys and same staff. Not once did he get in with anybody, including Gibson. Mm-hmm. They were sort of friends, but Jack Sanford. Of all the ungodly people, Jack Sanford couldn't stop hitting him.
Fergie dropped the name of Jim Gentile and made me
Jim Gentile
made me go back and look at some of those records.
Oh my Lord! And the fact that he stayed. That there are a lot of great players, even who play for the same team their entire lives, that just go live somewhere else. And he was always around. He maintained.
He lived at Harry Carey's.
But there was he knew how to enjoy free things extremely well. And if you realize
that's
the legacy of the art of, I heard some great stories from old friends of mine who said that their favorite thing was that Ernie was sort of grandfathered when it came to celebrity golf. That even if he wasn't technically an invite, he would arrive with his clubs.
What are you going to tell him to go home?
Exactly.
Three rounds of golf.
And everyone adored him, and there he was. And he was just he was just sort of permanently invited to any.
He wasn't wearing
sport,
a uniform.
Celebrity.
Yeah, it's sounding a little woo woo ish there for a minute.
It wasn't malicious.
No, I know.
It wasn't like, I'm going to put one over on these guys. It's just kind of what he did and what he was. And he was around and visible, and he never lost that continuity.
He did show up everywhere.
He just would be there. Right? Yep. Look who's here. It's a banquet.
The stories ran on and on and on after you stopped playing. Yeah, on and on and on the stuff.
So. All right, men, have fun.
All right, my friend, no yelling today. We're okay.
Yeah,
no fighting,
I got
no punching, no kicking, no biting.
Hey, it's the beginning of a new week. There'll be a reason enough soon. There usually is, but I got nothing today.
Yeah, we'll give you a reason.
I'll try.
Just stay tuned, Pat Mantle. You get a shot.
Can't wait.
B&B next. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Don't look now, folks, but the sheriff's back in town, or more specifically, in Cleveland. LeBron James is healthy and rested, and the Cavaliers are starting to look a little bit like the team many people thought would win the NBA's Eastern Conference once the prodigal LeBron returned home to Cleveland last summer. The Cavaliers had actually dropped below 500 at 19-20 while James was resting a sore knee. Now, they've won six straight after James dropped 34 on the Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday in one of those rare NBA regular season games that actually appeared to mean something. The Thunder are now healthy, too. Kevin Durant had 32 points in the loss, and both teams are clearly on the upswing. Kyrie Irving's still shooting the ball too often, but the Cavaliers appear to be a team going forward, not one that's sputtering. Eastern Conference wannabes, even the red-hot Hawks, need to be aware of what's coming up behind them. It's LeBron. I'm John Feinstein.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Adam Barnes. Is it Barnes or Harris?
Scoreboard update.
Never gets old. It's Harris.
Not to me, no.
Well, yeah.
Is?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Adam Harris, 130.
No, to him, you're Marvin Bad News Barnes.
And that's just all. Like him.
Oh, exactly.
Body double.
Yep. A 5 foot like four him. White man.
5 foot.
Whatever five foot. Doug wants oh. to call me, I think I'll let him call me.
Yes.
Right? Barnes, that's fine. That's yes. close enough.
He'll forget that too.
I'm Adam Barnes Harris from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio at 1:30. Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday as a part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls beat two great teams last week in the Spurs and then the Mavericks on back-to-back nights. Then they lost to the under 500 Heat yesterday. This type of inconsistency has led to criticism of head coach Tom Thibodeau. Even a report a couple weeks back questioning his job status, something analyst and former coach Jeff Van Gundy is not okay with, calling out Bulls management.
This isn't new to Chicago Bulls basketball. All the way back to Phil Jackson, the team has publicly supported their coach while privately oftentimes undermining that same person. You saw it with Vinny Del Negro, Scott Skiles. I mean, think about it. They ran Phil Jackson out after winning all those championships. And I think it's wrong.
And then Bulls president John Paxson called the comments pretty pathetic, denying undermining head coach Tom Thibodeau. Tomorrow, the Bulls get to go to Golden State, the 36-6 Golden State Warriors. A couple NBA cancellations for tonight. The Nets-Blazers game and the Knicks-Kings game were postponed due to bad weather. Pro Bowl yesterday, Team Irvin beat Team Carter 32-28 in a friendly football affair. Now for some real football as it's Super Bowl week. It'll be the Patriots and Seahawks in Arizona. Media Day is set for tomorrow. NHL All-Star Game finished with an all-time high of 29 goals. Team Taves wins 17-12. Corey Crawford saved 14 of 18 shots. Hawks' next game is Wednesday in Los Angeles. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Blackhawks coverage on The Score being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you stubborn promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Long and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Thank you. I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen joins us to talk football at 2 and get a wrap-up of the Senior Bowl. All I will tell you is from the quarterbacking I saw...
Oh, there's no... No.
I don't think there was an NFL player there.
No, I saw Lovey locked himself in a room. And, of course, nobody cared. They actually made sure he stayed there when watching film for the last couple of days for the number one pick. I think he came away understanding there.
Nothing
not,
there.
Yeah, he's not taking a quarterback. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Ooh, second half at 3:30, and we've got some calls out there for some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's
texting
at 67011. You text and we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on the Score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. On Twitter, it's at @Boers_Bernstein. I'm at @Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com, and there's the Audio Roadshow app for your mobile device. Answer it, the 10 Seconds of Glory question. Instead of defensive shifts, what should baseball's new commissioner consider outlawing? We'll get to that later. That's a bunch of garbage. I mean, Rob Manfred, that's how you're starting out. And then he uses the phrase injecting offense. Wrong phrase. Not good. Yeah, this is
has he failed already?
This is a stumble out of the gate. Yeah, I mean,
seriously, you can't be. He's following an idiot. So how can you really come out of the gate like that?
They stumble out of the gate. Our producers today are Joe Dredge.
I wouldn't want to be called Joe Dredge. No offense, Joe Dredge. Joe's a great guy. I'm just kidding around with everybody.
No, you're not.
Hub's so cute. He always does that. Hub will say, he'll say something like kind of mean, and then he'll feel really bad about it, and then he'll try to sort of unwind it. He does it every time.
You know what? Stand by it. He is Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
I've handled dozens of balls over the past week.
That guy.
Good for you. He is Captain Indestructo.
And our interns, Tony Fish and Tommy Guns. Is it possible that, you know, we always default to saying Bill Belichick is genius. Guy's absolute genius. Is it possible he's an idiot?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making
sure.
Possible. Because if you're...
Well, all of a sudden he's running up in the stage like he's, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I saw Twitter started buzzing that there was going to be this impromptu press conference.
Here he comes.
And to accomplish nothing.
No. He's running out there like he's going to do a skit. I mean, what are you doing? And he did one. I don't know what he's talking about. Everybody's already debunked his science. Bill Nye, the science guy, had a whip on his ass. No, that's not true. I mean, you can't get on the wrong side of Bill Nye, the science guy, can you?
It just seemed very strange.
No, it was maybe. And why, by the way?
Maybe he's not as smart as we think he is.
Well, I wouldn't. First of all, let the record show. I think if you listen to the show, you know neither one of us really care for this story at all. I don't give a rat's ass about it one way or the other.
Oh, did you read Charlie Pierce on it?
No.
Oh, he's... I should get to some excerpts from it. He's so wonderful.
I can't... You know what? You know, Charlie Pierce, by the way, does he ever answer one when we call him? I always call Charlie. He's always writing. He's doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
Look how often he writes. The guy posts like 500-word bursts 3-4 times a day. He's unbelievable. And I don't know, does he still drink?
Oh, he sure used to.
I know.
when we were hanging around and he was, off to his genius path. And I'm doing this.
Yeah, but he's always in a fit of righteous anger.
Yeah, he always has been. Yeah. You should have seen him after the Ben Johnson thing. My God, I thought he was going to explode. Seriously, he was so mad. So he does take this stuff a little more personally than we do. I just found it all amusing to me. I mean, I find it all amusing. And Belichick, to me, that was just a stitch. That was.
Because I thought there was going to be news. Yeah, and then with every next comment, I'm thinking, wait a second.
What?
I don't know what he's doing up there.
And who said we ought to go do something? Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know.
I don't think he answers to anybody. Did he go to Bob Kraft or a member of the Kraft family? Maybe Art Kraft? I mean, I don't know what he was doing, but he did it with such gusto. And then at the end of it, he looked like an idiot.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, here he comes. He's got something for you. Special delivery. Here's Bill Belichick. What? He is? Yes, here he comes. Again? Yeah, he's here again. And what does he do? What was that?
The closing line from Charlie Pierce. As the sun went down on a long day's journey into nonsense, I'm sorry, but if you can't see the humor in this preposterous burlesque, then you're having nowhere near enough fun in showbiz. And just comparing Belichick and Brady, and there's just so much stuff here. This is just great.
All I know is that Tom Brady would have never been back. You know what I mean? If he was, it was clear he'd had enough. Now he's got to do his Super Bowl stuff. But in terms of like after he runs out, he comes running out there.
He says, if you're not reading this on the back of your turnip truck, you undoubtedly have said to yourself at this point, Bill Palamine, you didn't know the game day protocols for the footballs, but you know enough about them to muck them up for practice. That dog sits on the porch, licks itself, and doesn't even try to hunt.
Why would you? If you can get away with that, I'm never leaving the porch.
He didn't help himself yesterday. He delivered a prepared statement that drifted all over the lot, a burst of rhetorical squid ink made up of sentence-like structures containing several vague and word-like elements. It was like listening to a guy on a radio that was stuck on scan.
That's it.
He's so good.
That about summed that up. I have to admit, I like I said, we haven't really cared much from the beginning. But when I saw him do, I was shocked. That why are you coming back for more punishment?
If Bill Belichick is the dark genius that his most fervent detractors insist he is, then he's damn bad at being a dark genius. He keeps getting caught. He got caught with a videotape deal. Now it's alleged he got caught in a penny ante scheme to gain an edge in a game his team was winning from hell to breakfast anyway. And he'll now spend the rest of his career doing $1 million time for a 75-cent crime. If Bill Belichick is the dark genius that his most fervent detractors say he is, then there's another Bill Belichick, the stubborn, arrogant, and not altogether bright Bill Belichick, who keeps screwing up the spells like Mickey Mouse as the Sorcerer's Apprentice. That's just delicious, man. That's really good. You know who's going to join us at 4 o'clock
today? Who's going to join us?
We'll say Fred.
Yeah, because
Fred,
you know,
Mitchell.
What? Yeah, Fred Mitchell.
He's the only guy who could call Ernie Banks up today and have him answer.
That's correct. That's the magic of Fred Mitchell. We'll say Fred. And not only that, I believe he was covering Ernie Banks' career from the beginning. That's the other advantage. Because Fred, born in 1930, I believe. He's going to be mad. But anyway, I look forward to that because, you know, if you're looking for a little insight, a little stuff maybe you haven't heard, here's the guy. Here's the guy right here, Fred Mitchell. Because when there's some action with some...
Somebody old or dead.
Well, dead, you don't get a lot of action.
Well, but Fred's got their number, saying. Fred can speak to them.
Fred gets them to... Yeah, he gets to them before that. But yes, that's the guy you go to. That's who we're going to go to.
We are going to talk to Matt Bowen at the top of the hour. He was at the Senior Bowl. He had to watch that crap. You got the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to sing you to music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
57th Annual Grammy Awards February. With round-trip airfare to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake. Hey, sports fans. Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm embarrassed to talk about the amount of time that I've put into this relative to the other important challenge in front of us. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert in footballs. I'm not an expert in football measurements.
And then, he tried to make the case that he was, essentially.
I am. I'm an expert at all of it. Measurements.
He even borrows the I'm not a scientist line from the climate change deniers. Yeah, I'd pay royalties for that. Big Bill?
See, again, if you didn't hear any of that, you're probably lucky, but there he is. And all of a sudden he magically reappears when I thought that they were done with this whole thing. Because he acted the other day when he left that that's it. I've talked to you as much as I'm going to talk to you, and then he comes back. Why did you come back? Made a fool of yourself.
Nice call in the music bed there, Tanny, too, for people of a certain age. I just didn't understand why somebody advised him, you got to do this right now. Get out in front of cameras right now. Call this thing, get out and stand there and do this.
I don't think anybody advises him, do they? Who advises him?
Brandon Marshall. Go hold a press conference. He didn't give him the phony baloney documents, though. He could have had long discredited court testimony. Wave that around. Here you go. I've got appendices for you. But it's just weird.
I don't care then. I don't care. It's not like, well, do you care now? No.
No, even though people are telling me I should.
Which people? A lot of people feel like we do.
Your guy William C. Roden is talking about how it all that matters is did they intend to cheat and what does that mean?
I've told you before about some stuff he's written. He's been hitting hate.
Yeah, something happened.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, Bill and I were friends for a long time and now I don't know who that guy is.
He's saying strange things.
Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah. So I don't put any credence in him. But there's always going to be people who are outraged. You want to feel outraged about something, so you're going to be outraged about the Patriots.
You know, Bob Kravitz planted his flag on this one. He's pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. And I, okay.
Save it.
Whatever.
Not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world, as she was in the car expertise area. All right?
That's the Marissa Tomei character, the role that won her the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in My Cousin Vinny, when she talks about pos attraction, etc., and is understood and accepted as an expert witness.
We need Liam Neeson to come up and thrash him. That's what we need to do. Hey,
Bill, come here.
Bill, you know, Bill, I could put a hatchet in your head.
In Roscoe Village, here's Mike on the score.
Yeah, in regards to Belichick, I was just thinking, if they say that, love is not the opposite of hate and that they're very close to each other, maybe genius and being a moron are very close to each other.
Okay.
Okay. Beep, beep, beep. All right.
I think his phone was trying to stop him, but that's
didn't okay. work.
No,
he got it out. All right. I believe that to be true. I think there's a fine line between a lot of things.
Well, there's the absent-minded genius. That's different. There would be the genius that doesn't understand how to dress himself or something you get that every once in a while.
Yeah, but this is a fairly smart guy that really continues to act stupid. Twice now. And second time unnecessarily. So why come out and act dumb?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you dumb thoughts, and I'm going to tell you why they're right. What? No, don't tell me anything.
Making weird movie references.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? Again, Liam, come on.
Yeah, this is Bill in Foxborough. Yeah. I'm not a scientist, but I make the balls all messy, and I'm not Mona Lisa Vito, and I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
Okay.
This should be a Taken 4 where you just take him.
Just away?
Yeah, just away. It doesn't take long. It's a very short movie. And there he goes. Well, Bill, hey, gone. He gone. What are you doing? And why are you doing it? All I know is, to me, and Ed, this is just me, it's all a waste of time. It's a waste of time and indignation and all this other stuff for very little reward. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, but I tell you,
I think they're going to be disqualified from the Super Bowl. Let's get on that bandwagon.
Nothing's going to happen. There was that over the weekend, and the Bulls stuff with Van Gundy right in the middle of it. He's such a penis. He really is. Yeah. He always has been.
He's
entertaining on the air,
little bastard.
He is entertaining on the air, but that's clearly coming from Thibodeau. So I don't want to hear anything about undermining when you're acting as a mouthpiece for your guy at that very moment. And then you're lecturing somebody about undermining through favorites in the media.
I think that's very risky to do that and have him just continue to spew out this nonsense, because a lot of it's wrong. It's wrong about the past. This guy's defending Phil. He hated Phil Jackson. He hated Michael Jordan. They undermined Phil Jackson? No, they didn't.
And Michael Jordan hated him and probably still does.
I wouldn't take the money otherwise.
Once Michael hates you, he's very bad at unhating you because he doesn't want to.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. I guarantee you any enemy he had then would be an enemy now, and Van Gundy would still be on that list. Because Michael, when he heard what Van Gundy said about him, con man, oh my God. Oh, baby. Oh no. No, I don't think so. Look, there's a lot of guys that do basketball that are entertaining. I don't find him. I really don't find him entertaining because he goes off in these tangents that are just stupid.
Yeah, and he ignores the game sometimes, which bothers some people. It doesn't bother me.
He can say what he wants to say, and I understand that every coach that they have is sooner or later, John Paxson is whatever. I don't know how to put it correctly. Has some problem with. I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
Right, and the other thing is, there is tension between management and this particular coach for a lot of very real reasons. It's not a secret here that he has been grinding his teams into dust before the playoffs, and that's bothered some people. It's also the fact that he's weird. Thibodeau's an odd dude. He's not real easy to have a relationship with.
No, I know.
He doesn't have many real relationships with people.
And Gundy.
He just doesn't.
No, I know he doesn't.
He's just an odd bird.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of this. And speaking of odd birds, by the way, Birdman is just awesome. The movie, the Michael Keaton movie. Saw it on Saturday. Just terrific. You want to have just two rip-roaring cinematic hours of entertainment. Thoughtful, fascinating. It's really, really, really fun. Absolutely worth your time. Matt Bowen is next.
Also worth your time.
I believe so, too. Mm-hmm. We'll get the Senior Bowl review, talk about these additions to the Bears coaching staff, etc. You got the score.
The score is your exclusive home for Super Bowl 49. Our coverage starts Sunday at 3 p.m. The defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks.
It's a touchdown, and the Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl.
Taking on the New England Patriots.
For a record tying eighth time, the New England Patriots are going Super Bowl.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Super Bowl on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Chicago Weather App makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather App at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Remember all those VHS movies and home videos that you love but can't watch anymore? With a VHS to DVD converter from SalesBreak, you'll be able to watch all your favorite movies. The device lets you capture high-quality audio and video through your PC's USB port. The movies can also be saved to your hard drive so you can have them for life. Buy this week on CBS Local Offers for just $12. That's 50% off. Take advantage of this tremendous deal at offers.cbslocal.com.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com. Hey, sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS. We'll be right back.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, J-U-S-T Flowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.